Growing Power is a nonprofit that promotes and teaches urban agriculture. On its two-acre site in Milwaukee are greenhouses and hoop barns with animals. The animals poop in the hoop barns, so Growing Power put about 10 people to work shoveling out the manure. As she maneuvered a wheelbarrow of duck dung, Karen Siegel of Bayside said she didn't mind the task.
It's better than I thought. I was actually just worried about being frozen, more frozen, but it's not bad, except for the smell.
Most of the volunteers said they were backers of President-elect Barack Obama and were responding to his call to volunteer on Martin Luther King Day. Dale Skaggs contends it's a different feeling than during much of the Bush administration.
One of the things that has most troubled me about the last 8 years is that after 2001, when there was such a tremendous desire to do something for this country on the part of so many people, we weren't called to do that. So I'm very glad to see that Obama is following through on that.
The manure was hauled about 50 yards into a hot compost pile, which Growing Power volunteer coordinator Sarah Christman says will be put to good use over the next year or two.
We need to build that soil because that's going to be the soil for maybe 2010's beds at the Mary Ryan Boys and Girls Club or the Chicago projects at Grant Park or Cabrini Green. We move our compost to our projects as needed to build those beds to grow those communities.
Another dozen volunteers sifted through worm castings that'll be used as fertilizer. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.